It's 91.7 KXT, and today I'm happy to welcome Bethany from Best Coast into our studio. Best Coast has a show tonight at Gas Monkey Bar and Grill, along with the band Waves, and thank you so much for coming in today, Bethany.
Thank you for having me.
So you're going to play a couple songs for us. Let's just start it out with a song right now. Which one are you going to do?
I'm going to play Feeling Okay first.
Great.
Go to sleep, it's just another day. I know someday I'll find it where I least expect it. My doctor says that I should take it, at least I won't.
We have Bethany from Best Coast performing in the KXT studio today before the band's show tonight at Gas Monkey Bar and Grill. Thank you so much for that. That was really cool to hear that song stripped down. And, you know, that's a true test of a good song being able to play it stripped down like that. So thank you. That was really cool.
Thanks. Yeah, I've never really done that in public before.
Oh, really? That was a first?
No, yeah. That's the way I write the song. So it's interesting for me to, like, go back to playing them that way.
Very cool. Yeah. Thanks for playing it like that for us.
Yeah, thanks for giving me the chance.
So your tour just started in Austin last night. I know that. How did that go?
It was great. It was a really, really good first show
yeah.
of the tour, yeah.
Good. And your last album was released last May called California Nights. I know you toured off of that album. Are you writing anything new or playing anything new on this tour?
No, we don't really like... The way that Best Coast operates is, like, I write the songs and then I will send them to Bob. And so I don't really, like, write when I'm on the road or, like, when we're in the middle of touring a record. I kind of am trying to focus on that record. And so I think, like, when this tour is done, I'll probably get home and write some new stuff. And
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was watching an interview with you about the last album, and you said the difference between this last album and your previous ones, you said you didn't overthink things on this album. Are you talking about the songwriting there? Did you write songs a lot faster for this one? Or more production, maybe.
I mean, I think it was just sort of in general. Like, I didn't necessarily think too much about... I mean, I was definitely thinking about making a record, but I just wasn't trying to overcalculate decisions. And I think that, like, Bob and I were very adamant about kind of extending our boundaries of what we would go to for influences. Because I think in the beginning, we were kind of like, okay, we can only really like pull from these certain categories of influence. But I think with this record, we were just like, okay, we're going to do whatever we want. And so I think that in a way was like how we, you know, or I necessarily like didn't overthink things. It was just kind of like, I'm just going to do what feels natural.
Do you find inspiration in some of the newer bands? Because I know just from my research that you've cited a lot of the older bands as influencing your music and kind of the California music sound. Are there newer bands that you kind of look to and you're like, whoa, that's like a cool new sound happening now. Let's try and produce the record that way. Or is it just not as conscious as that?
I mean, I think it's just whatever we hear that we like and that kind of resonates with us in a way that we either sonically are like, okay, this sounds really cool, we should try and do something like that. Or for me, like melodically, if I hear something, I don't necessarily like think to myself like new or old. I kind of just view music as music. Mm-hmm. And I think that like, if you write a great song, it can be timeless. It's like, I can hear a song like Unchained Melody in 2016 and feel like that's an incredible song. I know it wasn't written in 2016, but I can still appreciate it, you know, as much as I, you know, if I had been alive when that song came out,
yeah.
You know, maybe it would have been a different experience. But I just think that, like, to me, it's kind of just like what resonates with me is sort of just like what I vibe with the hardest.
Okay.
So
very cool. One other thing that I wanted to bring up with you, very recently, you and a handful of other female musicians have kind of spoken out about sexual harassment in the industry. And I'm just wondering if the response you received from that was anticipated, the amount of press you got from that was anticipated, or if you kind of just put out statements not really thinking about what would not thinking about what would happen, but just kind of the response. Is that what you expected?
I wasn't really thinking. I just saw something that I had personally experienced and I knew many other people had, and so I decided to support a fellow female peer in the music industry by saying she's telling the truth, and I know that this kind of stuff happens a lot. The reaction was honestly a bit overwhelming because I didn't know that I would wake up the next day and have like, you know, that it would be like this huge story.
Mm-hmm.
But I also feel like it was a reaction that was very necessary. I think that it drew a lot of attention to sexism and what's happening in the music industry, and not just the music industry. I know it happens in all industries. I know there are women that experience sexual harassment at the workplace on a daily basis. So I think that just by lending my voice to such an important topic, you know, it's not like I did it to like get press or anything like that. I wasn't thinking about that at all. I was just like, I saw this, I thought, I'm going to support this woman and I'm going to hopefully provide women that don't necessarily have as large of voices as mine some strength or courage to, you know, to share their own experience or not share their experience if they don't want to. You know, it's obviously your own choice. But I'm very happy that I was just honest about what happened. And, you know, I wrote an essay for the Lenny Letter, which is Lena Dunham's like newsletter. And I'm just, you know, a couple of years ago, I didn't think I would ever really write a piece like that. Mm-hmm. But the fact that I was able to do that and that it garnished such a positive reaction makes me happy. You know, the topic doesn't make me happy, but it makes me happy to be able to lend my voice to that and provide, you know, like I said, a support system for other people.
Yeah, and it's definitely necessary to be writing about stuff like that, especially when you're in the spotlight. People will surely listen to you more. And that kind of brings up another topic that I kind of think about a lot, especially in the press, when people write about You know, I read that letter that or the piece you wrote for that website, and I guess when the press focuses so much on a female's, you know, what they're wearing, what they're looking like, how they're smiling, it's something that they don't really focus on for males. And I think that that's really important to acknowledge. But the other side of that is kind of intention. You know, is this their intention to be sexist, or is it just kind of an unspoken thing they're not thinking about? So when that happens and you realize, well, maybe this isn't their intention, how do you react to that?
I mean, even if it's not the intention, I just think it's thoughtless things that don't necessarily happen to men. And I think that's therefore why it becomes a sexist issue. I mean, I'm the only female in my band. I'm the front woman of my band. Therefore, I'm the center of attention. And I understand that. And I said in my piece that, you know, I know criticism is a part of work. A part of any work. But I think that, like, sometimes when I see things, I just think, like, nobody would ever say this if I was a man. And that to me is something that needs to get called out. But these are like actual show reviews and record reviews and articles written about me where attention is drawn to my gender and my sexuality in a way where it doesn't need to be brought up. Mm-hmm. And so I just think that whether or not it was a conscious decision to write that in your essay or your article or your review or whatever, if it makes me uncomfortable, I'm going to speak out about it because I am a human being and I don't want to be like felt like people can just say whatever they want about me and I'm just supposed to sit there and take it. I'm very outspoken and I won't ever apologize for that. I think that that was how I was raised to be. And I'm glad that my parents just sort of like, you know, encouraged me to just like speak up for myself. Cause I don't think I'd be where I am today if I was like this kind of quiet person that just like sat around and took stuff from people, you know?
Yeah. Well, thank you for being that way. Thank you for being so outspoken about those topics. We would love to get back to the music. Let's hear another song.
Okay. This song's called In My Eyes.
I wake up alone, I look at the phone, there's no one there. To the sun, no, I can't run from my cares. I talk to you all of the time, go out of my mind. You say you care. So sadly, wish I didn't care. What hurts the most is that you're gone, and it hasn't even been that long. But you're in my eyes, you're in my eyes. TV, you ignore me. I face the fact that you're not ever coming back. I treated you badly, we ended so sadly. Wish I didn't care. What hurts the most is that you're gone and it hasn't even been that long, but you're in my eyes, you're in my eyes. What hurts the most is that it's done and I don't remember having fun, but you're in my eyes. you're gone, and it hasn't even been that long, but you're in my eyes, you're in my eyes. What hurts the most is that it's done, and I don't remember having fun, but you're
We have Bethany from Best Coast performing in our KXT studio today before their show tonight at Gas Monkey Bar and Grill. Big thanks goes out to Jason Writings for sponsoring our live session today. And Bethany, thank you again for coming in. Those songs sound so cool, Stripped Down. And
Thank you.
Thanks.
I'm very nervous. So.
Oh, we could not tell at all. Thank you.
Luckily, I have prescription sunglasses, so I can hide.